Welcome to the French Made Easy podcast, where I give you all the basics you need to speak French clearly and confidently. I'm your host, Mathilde, and I'm a French teacher, mompreneur, and bread and cheese lover. Join me as I dive into all things French for beginners and deliver to you bite-sized, easy-to-follow lessons every Tuesday. Let's get started. On commence. Hi everyone, salut à tous. Welcome back to the French Made Easy podcast. This is episode number 27, numéro 27. Thanks for joining me here today. Today's episode is a Q&A episode. I often ask my Instagram followers if there's a beginner topic they would like to see on the podcast, and I had this message. Salut Mathilde, I don't understand how to switch masculine words to feminine. Can you help? So, I replied to this question in detail in the first part of the episode, and after that, we'll do a little quiz so that you can test yourself. Before we get started, make sure you have your lesson cheat sheet in front of you. You can download it for free on my website. After the lesson, download the free exercises. You can practice what you've learned. Okay, vous êtes prêts? Are you ready? C'est parti. First, just to make sure we are on the same page, not all nouns can switch gender, okay? Une table, a table, is feminine and will stay feminine. Un stylo, a pen, is masculine and will stay masculine. But the nouns that refer to people often, not always, but often, have a masculine form that can be made feminine. And that's exactly what we're going to see in today's lesson. So let's see what the gender switch rules are. Rule number one. If the masculine noun ends with the letter E, simple, you change nothing. For example, un fleuriste, a male florist, une fleuriste, a female florist, same spelling. Rule number two. If the masculine noun ends with a consonant, usually you add an E. For example, un étudiant, a male student, une étudiante, a female student. Rule number three. If the masculine noun ends with a vowel that is not an E, you add an E. For example, un ami, a male friend, une amie, a female friend. So you don't hear the difference, but I've added an extra E at the end. It's a silent E. Rule number four. If the masculine noun ends with ER, you change it to E with a grave accent, R-E. For example, un banquier, a male banker, une banquière, a female banker. Rule number five. If the masculine noun ends with E-N, you change it to E-N-N-E. Par exemple, un parisien, a male Parisian, une parisienne, a female Parisian. Rule number six. If the masculine noun ends with O-N, you change it to O-N-N-E. For example, un champion, a male winner, une championne, a female winner. Rule number seven. If the masculine noun ends with E-U-R, you change it to E-U-S-E. Par exemple, un serveur, a waiter, une serveuse, a waitress. Rule number eight and last one. If the masculine noun ends with T-E-U-R, usually you change it to T-R-I-C-E. For example, un acteur, an actor, une actrice, an actress. Okay, that's it for the main rules. Now, some of these rules have exceptions, but to keep this episode short and sweet, I'll put the exceptions down on the cheat sheet. Now, even if they refer to a person, some words are entirely different in the masculine and the feminine form, and they do not follow any rules. You just have to learn them as you come across them in your studies. For example, un homme, a man, une femme, a woman. Un garçon, a boy. Une fille, a girl. Un frère, a brother. Une sœur, a sister. There's more, obviously, but that's the main examples. Okay, now let's move on to our quiz. Take your eyes off the cheat sheet. I'm going to give you the masculine noun, and then you have a few seconds to answer and give me the feminine version. Okay, on y va. What's the feminine of un étudiant? Une étudiante. Un Parisien? Une Parisienne. Un serveur. Une serveuse. Un acteur. Une actrice. Très bien. Now let's do the reverse. I'm going to give you the feminine noun and then you have a few seconds to answer and give me the masculine version. So, what's the masculine of une championne? Un champion. Une fleuriste? Un fleuriste. Une amie? Un ami. Last one. Une banquière. Un banquier. Yay, très bien. How did you go? On a fini la leçon d'aujourd'hui. We've finished today's lesson. Well done. So, thank you very much for listening. Don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss out on any new episode. And make sure you go and download your exercises. It's free. If you've liked this lesson, let me know on my website or my Instagram. I'll talk to you next week. Merci beaucoup et à bientôt. Hey, before you go, I just wanted to let you know that if you are struggling with forming complete sentences in French, I'm excited to announce my brand new French Made Easy 28-day grammar challenge. The challenge starts on May 1st and it is designed to help you create better sentences in French with daily prompts and personalized feedback from me. So if you are what I call a forever beginner and you want to build better sentences in French, this challenge is perfect for you. So click the link inside the podcast notes if you are interested to find out more. We start on May 1st. À bientôt. Bye.